Rachel just sang my message tonight, and now you get to hear it in a little different form. I love our country. I'm sure that you do too. If you've had any chance to travel or any chance to study the history of our great country, it is hard not to be grateful and, in a sense, proud. We're rich in scenic beauty and natural bounty everywhere you look. We have a very rich material prosperity and historic bravery in our country, of godly heritage, and we have been clearly blessed by God. We are probably unequaled in military prowess, but we're also unashamed of the spiritual decay and the moral decline that are going on all around us, and we're more concerned about our wallet than we are about how God sees our country. What should Christians do when godless men and women are in power? What should Christians do when God is blasphemed or ignored? Or what should we do when the love of many grows cold and iniquity abounds? Or when perversions are openly flaunted and wickedness sweeps into our land like a flood? What should we do? How should we conduct ourselves when we see that the culture that we're in is getting more and more pagan as we go along? This letter, Paul's letter to Titus, gives us timeless principles about this. And so take your Bible and open, please, to the little book of Titus towards the end of your New Testament. And we are in the third chapter of the book of Titus in a series of messages that I'm calling the Little Red Book of Church, because it is 40-some verses about how to have a godly church in a godless culture. And I want to read chapter 3 to you, Titus 3. 1. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His